How you been, bro?
You know, man. I'm
welcome to the podcast. This is if you kill yourself later.
And you know, the thing is, since we switched, people are gonna think you're me the whole time.
I'm Justin Tom.
There you go. I'm gay.
Yeah. yeah, this is if this podcast doesn't work, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm Justin. This is Najee. We came here to deliver the facts. Don't look nothing up, because it's feelings first, then facts.
Feelings over facts, baby.
If you're tuned in for this long, or if you've been tuning in, yo, like, thank you.
Yo,
you
know what thank I mean? You.
Like, you, this shit is going up.
Says
like,
I'm
it's
not
up,
Sheila.
And it's about to be stuck
says
up
I'm
there.
Not Sheila. Huh? Says I'm not Sheila.
I love Sheila. If it wasn't for Sheila, I literally wouldn't be here.
That's Justin. You can't tell me nothing different.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my mind. Psilocybins, like.
Oh, it's a Justin impression. Okay.
Like, you feel me? Okay. Like, have you ever had sex before? Yo, sex is lit. Everyone should be having mad sex. If you're not having sex, yo, you don't get it, yo. I got books. I be sexing books. I got book sex. So yeah, hit me up if you like sex.
That's pretty good.
Learn.
I would
it.
Do an impression of you. I don't have a giant dick to suck. Okay. What's going on with the blacks, dude?
Yeah,
what's
we beefing, yo.
I know, dude.
You know, rap is back.
Dude,
for some of us, not J Fold, but everybody else.
So you're our black correspondent.
I knew. That's why you come. You're like, yo, I need you.
I need you.
The game is
the
in disarray.
Are talking. I don't know what they're talking about. They're using a lot of Ebonics.
Yeah.
I need your help.
I'm the hip hop whisperer.
I need your help.
The game's in disarray. And, you know, Quavo versus Chris Brown, Kanye versus
whoever.
Everyone. Yeah. Drake versus Kendrick. It's just been
the Chris Brown thing was interesting, because it's like, he's not even a rapper, and he's like, watch me.
Yeah, well, Chris Brown could
no,
do
he's,
anything.
He's so talented.
He could do anything.
Don't get me started.
Once I seen this nigga do a front foot back flip on beat to March Madness. Exactly. He did that shit on beat.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I heard it's light skin versus brown skin,
and it literally, he said it's light skin versus brown skin, we finna divide the whole country.
We did that once. But we already did that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
Would you consider yourself light skin or dark skin?
You're
like right in the middle?
A caramel.
Caramel?
That's what I'll be telling you.
Caramel?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Succulent.
Oh, that's, no.
I don't say
not
that.
Not that. That was worse.
I tried it.
You did try.
I tried.
Shooter's going to shoot.
Yeah, you feel me? I figured this shit out.
You got to.
But yeah, so rap is back.
Rap is back.
No more DJ Khaled. We are the world.
We're done
records.
With Diddy molesting the kids.
We're
that's
done
old
with that.
Shit.
That's
old, shit.
No, Gucci just put out a song
called No Diddy.
Yeah. Oh wait, Gucci's back.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
what
so
mean?
Like no, you know how No Homo's the thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
No
yeah,
Diddy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We back.
It'll be in the dictionary next
no
week.
No more DJ Khaled. We are the world records. No more going on stage holding hands saying this rapper's the best. We came up.
Unless you're J. Cole.
Unless you're J. Cole, which I'm very disappointed in him. But here's the thing. I get it.
People have no clue, probably. So
well, he doesn't want to diss his friend.
We're talking about a lot of different beefs, though.
Okay.
Like, right, like, so it started with, so Drake and okay. J. Cole did a song called First Person Shooter.
Right.
Great song. I love
great
it.
Great song.
And
in the so it's been like a unsaid thing that the top three rappers in the game for the last decade are J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake.
Right, the top three, the big three.
The big three. It's just like, it's just a phrase that's been used
everyone's been
to
talking
describe
about
them.
It, yeah.
They're the biggest rappers in the game. When they drop, they sell the most albums. So on First Person Shooter, J. Cole puts it on wax. Like, if you're not talking about K-Dot, me, or Drake, who you talking about? Then he said some shit about, like, but I feel like.
All right, so in that song, hold on. In that song, in First Person Shooter, J. Cole brings up the top three.
Yeah.
Brings up Kendrick in a good light.
Yeah.
This is what's funny. I like
sort
this.
Sort of.
Go ahead.
Because he says. The big three.
Yeah.
But then he says, when I look at Drake, it's like a Spider-Man meme, which is kind of like we're number one.
And he then says he right said, after?
Yeah.
Oh.
So then, this is why I'm here, right?
exactly.
So then he said, everybody steppers. Well, fuck it. I'm about to eat up my plate. Like Kendrick's last album was Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So some people are kind of saying there were some subtle shots
I
on there.
I get that.
But I also heard that that song was supposed to have Kendrick on it, and he turned it down. So like that's
I
another.
Could see how it would be, but it's definitely a subtweet.
Right.
You know what I mean? If right. anything, that wasn't a direct like, because he's like, we're the top three. And then maybe if he said, but it's me and Drake, it's
yeah.
still like you're the top three. And then Kendrick jumps out the window and he's like, fuck the big three.
Then Kendrick, so Future and Metro Boomin come out with an album. And their first single like that. Kendrick gets on there.
Is you like that?
And just starts.
Is you like that?
It's really. He says fuck the big three, but he's really going at Drake. He says fuck for all the dogs. Goofy with a check, like. Drake is signed to Nike.
Well, in the my favorite line is Prince outlives Mike Jack.
Yeah,
because in First Person Shooter that line was so good. He's like, I'm one away from Mike. Oh my god, dude.
So it was really like a Drake.
I was excited.
The whole thing was a Drake diss. The album was a Drake diss.
It made me excited. This is how it all started.
Yeah, this and is now how
I
got it started.
This is when I was excited. And this was, I'm not anymore.
This was like 2011-12 Kendrick dropping Control.
Oh, it's
the same type of shit.
Right.
When K-Dot dropped Control, it kind of shook shit up.
Right.
Same premise. Like, yeah. I love all y'all. Y'all are my peers, but
y'all can't see me.
Y'all can't see me. Yeah. I'm going to take all your fans. I'm better than all y'all type shit. So he does it again. But he really says, fuck the big three. It's just me. I'm the nicest one. Fuck your album. Fuck your little you two on stage. Like, I don't need y'all. Y'all clicking up. Fuck that. Blah, blah, blah. So everyone gets excited.
I was excited.
Everyone was excited.
I felt like younger me. Yeah. I'm like, in the way that, like, ooh, rap's back. Rap's back.
Rap's back.
It really just
because rap was like, if you really like pay attention to this shit, like every era has that beef. And this one's been brewing for like 10 years. They've been taking subs at each other ever since Control.
Now, are you saying Drake and Kendrick or all three of them?
Drake and Kendrick have been taking subs.
Okay, okay.
Because Drake didn't like the Control verse. Everyone else kind of took it in stride for what it was, but Drake felt a way about it.
You got because
it's Drake, right? So Drake will.
He's a light skinned
Drake will take sub shots. Like, he pretty much does take some direct shots on some songs, but if you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's going on.
That'll be me.
Same thing with Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're
Kendrick
not direct,
will take
yeah,
direct shots, but if you don't know what's going on, it's going on.
Yeah.
So this shit's been brewing.
The shit's been brewing.
Shit's
been
brewing. Been
brewing. And so then Kendrick comes back with the verse on Future shit.
Right, which is pretty much. Fuck you, pretty much direct. Still don't say
pretty
a name.
Direct to Drake. Yeah.
Don't say a
definitely
name,
right to Drake. He mentions.
Says fuck. Fuck
mentions that song, you know. Mm. And then so what happens after that with that beef?
So everyone is basically like, Drake, J. Cole, y'all on the clock. Like, what y'all gonna do?
Yeah, it's like putting them on notice.
Yeah.
That and the whole and the whole internet is just like, where's it at?
And they're already picking sides.
Wait,
like,
yeah,
who's
gonna
do blah, 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 blah.
Immediately.
And plus, All they've been doing is popping this shit. Like, I'm the best. I dare somebody to say my name type shit.
That's what rap
is. That's
what
rap was born
that's
on.
What rap is.
Rap
it's the whole
be,
thing. I got more bitches than you, more money than you, more chains than you. I'm a better rapper.
It started with DJs meeting up at a park. I scratch, you scratch. Whoever gets the crowd.
Scratch
the
means
is,
to, like, play the music. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Whoever gets the crowd the hypest wins. It's always been battle. It's always been, like,
competitive.
Battles. Competitive.
It has.
So,
which is healthy. That's what
we thought it was going to be a healthy battle. J. Cole pops out the window a week later, cause he had his festival in North Carolina, so he was planning on dropping a
Dreamville.
Tape. Yes, so he drops 7 Minute Drill. What 7 Minute Drill is, DJ puts on a booth, he writes a verse or a rap in 7 minutes. So it's 7 Minute Drill going at Kendrick. Everybody's like, that bet. That's a way to start. It was like some shots. He had the timeline disarray because he basically critiqued all Kendrick's albums, like. Your last shit flopped.
I thought Kendrick's verse was better than J. Cole's song.
Right.
Only maybe because it was unexpected as
right.
well.
It was a bigger moment, too.
And there's a lot of expectation on that J. Cole.
And K-Dot just sounded like, I mean, J. Cole just sounded like he really didn't want to do it.
Right, which
he was
turns
like,
out.
He was like patting his back, but also taking the shots.
And then what happened? When
so
he's at the festival.
After he dropped that and seeing how people reacted to it, because then people just started shitting on K-Dot's albums, like,
they're like, you're
thank
right.
God somebody finally said it.
So then the internet runs with it.
So the internet runs with it, and then I guess J. Cole said he couldn't sleep or something like that. And he said, like, my energy's
well,
not here.
Like
because it's just like I just
shut
think
your pussy ass.
Come on,
up.
Bro. You know what this is. So he drops out. He gets on stage at Dreamville Fest. Everyone's expecting, like, some...
Something.
Hot 97, Jay-Z drops Takeover type shit. You drop 7 Minute Drill, or Drake comes out, they do First Person Shooter, and then J. Cole does. They were expecting that. J. Cole gets up there saying, I'm dropping out. I don't care if K-Dot, you know, if he disses me, I'm going to take it on the chin, blah, blah, blah.
I felt bad about doing that. It didn't feel right with my soul. It didn't sit right with me. Shout out to Kendrick. He's one of the best out there doing it, which is like, I see both sides. It's like, it's commendable. If he really was affecting him like that,
right.
then sure. But
right.
like, why is it affecting you like that? That's my thing.
Right.
I get if it's affecting you, who gives a fuck about this?
It's just a weird way to do it. You could have just not said anything ever. And then later.
Yeah, it's a real quick turnaround.
Yeah, and then everyone had just kind of turned on J. Cole. Like, even rappers were like coming out shit like disappointing him. JDK, like old school rappers, like, yo, because, you know, rappers was like, again, this is
that's
what it's
what
about.
It is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So he drops out.
Of the beef.
Of the beef. Everyone's like, all right, Drake, this is about you anyway.
Right.
When you
where
drop
you
him,
at?
Blah,
where
blah,
you
blah,
at,
blah.
Drake?
Where you at? Where you at? He
everyone's
was on tour.
Waiting.
He was finishing up his tour. I think.
There's so much excitement in that wait.
Right. And I think Drake had his, what he put out, done already.
I wouldn't doubt that.
But J. Cole's like, I'm dropping an album this day. And my diss is this day. And he didn't want to double up on it. So he waited. And the next week, this Drake verse hits the internet. And nobody could tell. Because all week, people have been putting out their Drake verses, but it's been AI.
Sure.
A rapper will rap in Drake's cadence, get an AI of his voice, and then put the song out. And everybody was, all week, is like trying to figure out if it's real. Most of them you could tell were fake.
And this is the very beginning of this.
Since Saturday.
We can't tell what's what.
Right.
Already.
Right. Saturday, Drake's song drops. But again, nobody really knows if it's him. It sounded like him. Everyone was like, yo, this has to be him.
Yeah.
But you still had that like
mm-hmm.
little inkling of it.
Yeah.
And it's like some old school. I think you hear DJ Who Kid in the beginning, like some old mixtape type shit.
But doesn't he also AI the dead people in there?
No.
Okay.
That's after. So he comes out with push-ups. And he goes at Kendrick. This time it's like no subs. He talks about Kendrick splits, which is how he's on signing Aftermath, which is he signed.
Oh, the label splits, yeah.
Yeah, Interscope,
right.
Which he signed.
Everyone's
deal with
eating.
TDE,
yeah.
So he's basically saying, yo, your shit's all split up. Your contract's split up, which is hypocritical. Because Drake's on Young Money, Cash Money, Universal. His shit's fucked up too. But it's just like he said his name. He made fun of his shoe size. It was like a good like start off diss type shit.
Yeah.
He gets at Rick Ross. He gets at Future. He gets at The Weeknd. He gets at everybody on that Future album that was kind of taking shots at him. So everyone's like, all right, K-Dot, you're on the clock. Like, it's your go. So Drake's like trolling him online, like putting out disses like, are you ready? Like trolling him, posting pictures of like K-Dot's manager. He like dissed Metro Boomin on there, and then he sent a drum, like Metro Boomin was DJing somewhere, and he sent like a drum band to there because on the diss, he's like, yo, Metro, shut the fuck up and make some beats, nigga. So he's just like trolling him with drumline shit. It's just, Drake's just trolling all week. No Kendrick diss. So then, Drake being petty.
Well, the Kendrick diss was push-ups.
No, I'm saying no Kendrick. Kendrick doesn't diss Drake.
Got you. No.
So then a week later, after Drake, in Drake fashion, dropping back to back type shit, puts out another diss, and it's a diss, but he's using AI this time. So the first verse is AI Tupac. The second verse is AI Snoop.
Drake's actual song.
Yes.
He uses the likeness of Snoop Dogg and Tupac, which one of them's alive.
Yeah.
And he just AI'd both of their verses.
Yeah. He AI'd them talking to Kendrick. ends out like, yo, you're the voice of the West. Like,
funky.
What's going on? You're supposed to be dropping. You say you're the boogeyman. Are you sure that's you? And then it's like Snoop Dogg, because back in the day at the House of Blues, it was like Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and The Game. And they get up there and they pass the torch to Kendrick. And Kendrick was like crying and shit. Like, yo, you're the voice of the West Coast. So the second voice, Snoop Dogg's like, yo, we passed you the torch, nephew. Like, what you finna do? But it's Drake. It's creative as fuck, right?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
So then it's just like basically just trolling him. So then the last verse is Drake, and he's spitting, and he's like, yo, we waiting on you. You scared. Taylor Swift is dropping this week. That's why you scared.
Oh,
blah,
she
blah,
owns
blah.
You.
She
yeah,
owns
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because they're the same. She
you
signed,
think we
he signed
wait
her
on
label.
You? You think this is ready? We ready to let this die down? Nope. I'm trolling you till you drop. So, but between those times, it's just been like Kendrick drops a diss. Oh, never mind. That's AI. Drake drops another diss. No, never mind. That's AI. It's just like the AI nerdy niggas online are just ruining it. They're taking it out. Rick Ross drops a diss, and he's every day trolling. It's just like it was fun at first, but now it's starting to get annoying.
That's literally how I felt. It was like I was excited, and then I was over it. I'm like,
yeah.
Who is doing what?
Yeah.
It got a little. It's just yeah. And then I'm like,
but
I don't even know
internet.
If they're real.
It's the internet.
100%.
You know what I mean? The internet just did too much with it.
Shocker.
Yeah.
and even like the idea of J. Cole putting out the diss and then not really feeling too bad about it, but then the internet grabs it and
yeah.
They're like, you're right, that was dog shit. And then he sees what he's created and he's
right.
Like, oh, hold up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the internet just goes OD.
Yeah,
but that's what it's there for.
So meanwhile, the undercard just happens out of nowhere.
Undercard.
The undercard, Quavo from the Migos and Chris Brown have beef over women.
They've had most, this beef.
Which is what most beef is over.
Yeah.
So Quavo has like, or Chris Brown has like a slick bar about, I fuck with, my bitches fuck with Casamigos, not the Migos.
Mm-hmm.
That little bar. Quavo puts out a song calling him a tender bitch, saying he beefs about girls, and if like stole
he
a girl.
Puts a, Quavo puts a song out called Tender.
Yes.
About Chris Brown beating up bitches.
And this is another slick bar about like, I stole your girl from her. When you get her back, don't beat her up type shit.
I mean, valid.
Which, he's never gonna
which is
escape.
A valid request.
He's never going to escape that.
Well, the no.
You know?
No.
So Chris Brown no, decides, not. Oh, I'm a rapper. And just puts out like a 3-minute rap song.
He just chose to be a rapper and then just did it so good.
Yeah. It's just been, it's been interesting.
It's been interesting in the black community.
Month. Yes. And people are like choosing sides and shit. It's just funny. People aren't, and like you said, there's people are doing too much. So like Rick Ross unfollows Drake. You know what I mean? Because Rick Ross was on this Future album. Future unfollows Drake. Metro subs Drake, then deletes it. It's just like
people. Academics.
Everyone's so invested.
Academics getting on Instagram and going like, hey, like let's help Kendrick write his verse. Everyone drop. Yeah. And it's like, bro, it's just so much going
every day.
On.
Axe been like, it's been 14 days. No Kendrick yes. Diss.
There's like a countdown, right? Mm. And now at this point, it's like, well, the Quavo came out with another song at Chris Brown.
Yeah, another song.
Wasn't nearly as good as Chris Brown's. Like,
no,
everyone
it wasn't.
Knew. Everyone knew.
But they both are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. They're not. And the thing about, well, I don't know
Chris
about
Brown,
Chris
Brown.
Chris
Brown
and Quavo might be violent. Yeah.
Chris Brown 100%
the
is violent.
The thing about why I'm mad at J. Cole.
You heard
Cole,
the song. Don't let the R&B shit fool you. He's dripping.
And Kendrick is because that was never going to turn violent. It was just going to be just rapping.
Well, right.
You know what I mean? It was never going to be like when I see you, it's up type. Like,
yeah, one of my buddies.
It was never going to be Jadakiss and Beanie Sigel when they're talking about killing each other's kids.
One of my buddies hit me up and was upset about it. He was like, this ain't real beef. And I'm like, does someone need to die for you to be interested?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah. I mean, because we grew up with like Ja Rule, 50 Cent.
Yeah. Oh, but did you see what Ja Rule tweeted?
It was 20 verse 1.
I can relate.
Yeah.
20 verse 1, I can relate.
So
trying to relate to Drake is so crazy from Ja Rule.
Someone retweeted and said, this 50 had this nigga seen 20.
Yeah, those were good. I mean, Drake's disses to Meek when they were beefing were way better. The back-to-back shit was unreal.
That was just an anthem.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the thing about Drake, though. When he disses you, you're going to hear it in a club.
That's the thing. That's what made that so different. That was the first time a diss song became like mainstream. Mm-hmm. Like back-to-back was mainstream.
I remember being in Virginia Beach at the weekend that song came out and hearing that out and be like, this is different. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I agree. Drake, the back-to-back
and, like, girls knew
it.
All the lyrics and shit. You know what I mean? It made people, casuals, be invested in it.
Right.
Because it was, like, a smash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, rap's been weird.
What's up with you? What's up with your life? Dad's still dead?
Yep.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Same. What have you been up to? What are you looking forward to?
I was just, I've just been working a lot and just trying to...
Stay you busy? Know,
stay busy before the world ends, I guess.
When's that happening?
Probably election time, I guess.
You know, like, just like,
it depends. If Trump gets locked up, then who knows? It might be another MAGA riot.
Mm.
If Biden gets elected, it might be another MAGA riot. if abortion laws... go through. I just, this is a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, it's just always, man. Just don't look at it.
Yeah.
The world's burning. It's like, you know, the world is sad. It's like you got to laugh or cry at it. And I just choose to pretend we're in like a sitcom and just laugh at it. Because if I really paid attention, I would just weep all day long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have bad weeks where I get too involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got this guy at work. He's like 22. There's like some downtime between what we're doing. I was like, he was like playing on his phone. I was like, what are you looking at? Just being an asshole. He's like, oh,
what's so important?
I'm just looking at the news. I was like, don't do that.
The actual news?
Yeah. He's like, I'm just reading the news. I was like, don't do that.
He was on Twitter.
I hope so.
I would have had to been like, what does that mean? Because how old?
He's a 22.
He don't know what news is.
Yeah.
Like, news to him is literally Twitter. It's X.
But I'm just like, don't lie.
Oh, no. I like, know.
It's just going to make you sad and cynical. You got the rest of your life for that.
Yeah, wait until you're old and mad already. It's like their whole job is to make you mad and cynical.
Yeah.
And the people who do it, man, it's like a religion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just are addicted to it.
Yeah. Turn it off. Don't just stop. Unless it's like Andrew Callahan. I like his news.
Yeah.
Channel 5.
Yeah, that's good
Those
journalism.
Those are like always fun.
Yeah, the Channel 5 shit on YouTube is dope if you haven't checked that out. I know I talked about it a bunch.
What was the last one that I watched that was pretty informative? It wasn't Vegas Tunnels. They like took it down and went back up. It was something else. I can't remember. But yeah, he's always got interesting shit on his channel.
Yeah, I actually just saw him get interviewed on like a podcast.
Lex.
No, yeah, yep. It was Lex.
The robot.
Lex Friedman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What you been up to? How was Costa Rica?
Costa Rica was cool.
Did you get a bunch of the culture and learn anything new about Costa Rica?
I got literally zero of the culture. Right. I learned literally zero.
Love that.
You know.
Not every trip you need that, though.
That's true, too. I have an issue with where I'm like, it's not traveling.
Right.
I'm gay about the semantics, right? I'm like, well, that's not really traveling. Like, if you ask me, have I been to Costa Rica, I would always give the caveat, I went to a resort in Costa Rica.
Right.
Because it's like, I've been to two all, it was a beautiful time. I'm grateful to have been there. The wedding was great. Whoever got married or whatever, that was awesome. I'm just saying, like, I've been to two all-inclusive resorts about a decade apart from one another. One was in Cancun, Mexico. One was in Costa Rica. If somehow you could, like, take my person and switch them, I may not even know.
What do you mean? Oh. Because of the
it's the sand and pools and liquor. It's not even.
I understand what you're saying.
Not
but,
literally. I'm just saying they're very similar things. It's like there's a bunch of pools, and it's good weather. It's pools semantics. And it's booze.
Yeah, I get it. There are certain resorts where I feel like Cancun is one of those resorts where it's you're not getting anything Mexico. You're not even in Mexico. You're in America,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Costa Rica.
But if you go like when I went to Jamaica, I stayed at an all inclusive resort, but one, they tell you that's the way to go, Jamaica, because of how Jamaica is. But you're still getting, like, sometimes it's the people. The people, and then when you leave the resort, the things you do, and the like, it depends where you go. Like,
again, yes, I agree.
Cancun, you're in America.
Yeah. And it was like, I could leave the resort.
Right.
You know? It's not like I was stuck there. I just chose to stay there. Like, everyone else was kind of staying. I just stayed put. And, yeah, it's just like, I mean, it was beautiful weather, beautiful women, beautiful time. Used up all my PTO.
Yeah, I seen you post something about like.
As I got back, I got invited to Colombia next month, and I'm like,
"That's your dream vacation, right?"
Yeah,
there.
Too bad I'm a corporate fucking sellout.
Yeah, I thought you like. So you used up your PTO, but you like also used up your.
I'm negative 40 hours.
Yeah,
it's not that I used up all my PTO. I'm in
you're using everybody else's.
Yeah, I'm negative. I'm in the negative 40. Basically, to even take that vacation, I'm negative 40, and I had a non-excused absence just for that vacation. So now I have to dig out of this 40-hour hole as if the funny thing about borrowing time is it's like I'm acting as if I'll be a better person in the future,
right.
Which I know isn't true. So it's just like a matter of time, you know, before they take me outside and kill me or something.
Yeah. I have a job where they say you can take off what you can afford, but.
But can you?
No.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to be there.
Yeah. How would you? Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I'm doing all this work. By the way, I'm not going to be here for a month.
Yeah.
This would be pretty tough for the company. The union might not give a fuck. The company does.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But then the union does, because what they'll do is they'll say this guy has a attendance problem and you'll get spun at the hall.
That's fucked because, right.
How, but you're not supposed to do that. That's not how the union's supposed to work.
Exactly. Because how could I have an attendance
some
problem?
Some say.
You told me I could come in when
I want. Some say, not me, some say.
Sounds
depending
like
on
be
the
him.
Union, it can lean towards the contractor. And because I've heard people say that because we're in D.C., that we lean towards, we're less towards the people and more towards the contractor because of the politics of it.
Mm.
So when it comes to like.
There's a lot of politics in union shit.
I mean, there's politics and
in
all
everything.
Types of work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In everything.
But yeah, union especially.
Yeah, I'm in one.
Yeah. I see you feeding monkeys. That was cool.
Yeah, there was some wildlife out there. There was some rats.
That's another thing. How wildlife interacts with people in resorts and you know what I mean? Like
They belong there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're used to it.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
They're more used to it than me.
Were you scared of the monkeys? Because can't they just do it to kill you?
I mean, not me, not but those. Somebody, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know about those type. Those are.
They seem pretty docile.
Okay.
It's funny though, there's signs everywhere that are just like, please do not feed these animals. And we were walking the path, like my first morning there, like we got there and spent the night. And then our next morning we were like walking the path and there was like a person who, a staff member with a bag of like cut apples feeding the monkeys. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then she just handed them to us. I don't think she spoke English. She wasn't very talkative, but
yeah.
They had raccoons, iguanas, monkeys, and so many. Did I mention the pools? This is just like pool after pool after pool. I couldn't believe how many pools there were. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, people like pools.
What are they doing in there all day?
They just get out of
pissing.
They get out of the pool that's in the back of their room and then get in the big pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get in another pool. And then you go to swim up bar pool, and then you go back to the other
pool. You get in a fight with your wife for looking at that girl. You drank too much of the cheap tequila.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any couple fights down there?
I really didn't. Someone else asked me that, like, how were the couples? Because I was pretty much like the only single guy there. I'm the only fucking loser there.
Yeah.
And but they were all pretty cool. But I also want to say that they were like, it feels like, I don't know, when I'm thinking, because someone was like, where the girls was like laying out by the pool the whole time, and I'm like, I can't even really. I feel like the girls were doing something different. I just remember I was just hanging out with the guys, really. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I felt like the girls were like getting ready or like out doing something or like, and they may have been, you know, like the bridal party and shit. But it was beautiful. I just feel like I've never been to Costa Rica.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
I want to feel like, and that's just a me thing, right? But I do want to feel like I might die at some point, you know? Or else am I really like not the, like a real sense of danger, but a little bit.
Like when we were in Croatia and we almost got kidnapped.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that was nice.
Ah, we're here.
That was nice.
That was the weirdest. I don't even know what that was. Was it Uber? Did we get the wrong number? Like, can you break that down? Because I don't think we've ever talked about that on a podcast.
We haven't. We definitely haven't. We were in Croatia, Yacht Week, shout out. Amazing time.
Right. That's the thing. It was kind of like a tourist trap, but it was also great.
It was both. Yeah. It was like, and this is what's interesting. Someone asked me recently, out of everywhere you've been, if you could be somewhere right now. I'm like, because he's like, what's your favorite place? I'm like, favorite? What's that mean? He's like, well, how about if you could be at one right now? And I said, Yacht Week.
Yeah.
I'm like, just to be at that boat and the water and the, and it's like, because I have such like ADHD, like the Yacht Week thing versus a resort, it's like, but docking somewhere different every day.
Yeah.
We're doing,
and we have a list of what we're doing.
Yeah, and you 38 other boats full of people doing the shit. And it's like...
The way they set that up, man, that's the best tourist trap ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it again. That's what's funny about the Yacht Week. I would go to Croatia again. I will. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, like, the Yacht Week thing is a thing that, like,
to go in unknowingly what you're... you know what I mean?
And it's
now that you know what that weekend entails, is like, I don't know if I could put myself through that again.
Exactly. It's like one of those things. If I could go back, I would do it again. But only the one time.
I say that, but if we got a good boat, I'd be like, let's do it. All
right, let's do it. You know
what I mean?
Let's do it next year. Fuck it.
If we got a good boat.
We get in an Uber after we get off the boat at the end of the week. And what happened? We get in and he's had to pick up somebody.
We get in and it's...
Well, it's very broken English.
Yeah, very broken English. His driving is sketchy from the very beginning. So we're all like it's been a long fucking week. So we're all just
trying to get wherever we're trying to get
to the Airbnb. Like Airbnb, just exhausted. And then we start noticing some
this guy's like driving. Making wrong turns. And
then he tells
us. He's not taking us where we want to go.
Yeah, we're looking at the Uber and we're looking at each other like, we good?
We had him. Okay, yeah, continue.
So then he goes, I have to make stop real quick. I have to pick up my son.
It's on the way.
It's on the way. It's fine.
I have no idea what a Croatian accent is.
So then I go, and he's like talking to his son, but it's not English. It's like their language.
Well, yeah, and he says it's his son. Like, we don't do any DNA tests. Like, I need to pick up my son. And I'm like, is this a kid? So it's another grown-ass man. Yeah. They look the same age. I don't know how they were son and dad, but they're the
same
age. So he
gets in the passenger seat.
So now there's two strange men speaking in a completely different language.
Almost feels like they're arguing.
Yeah, and there's four of us in the back, me and you and two women, and we're at some point they're not really listening to us either. Like we're mentioning it, hey, we don't. What's going on? It's fine. You know,
yeah,
they're kind of like,
okay, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, brushing it off a lot, and we're just like, there's no way, because like, and me and you really looked at each other like. We may have.
It might be up.
It really, you ready? I remember we had a moment there, and then my logic just kicked in. I'm like, I just feel like they'd pick better. They'd pick more marks. We don't look like marks.
But they didn't know that. See, my brain process was, they saw the girl's name. They saw the girl's name, four passengers. Maybe thought, okay, this is four girls.
Mm.
The plan was already for him to pick up his son, brother.
To help rape the girls. Yeah.
Or traffic, whatever. Again,
same
this
thing.
Is just cynical
thinking. You do both. You're not going to travel without
raping. So when he picks us up and he sees us two dudes, he's kind of like, oh, let's call the plan off. But his son's like, no, let's not. So then when he gets in the car, they're arguing.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
They're arguing like, let's not the two dudes. It's too
we gotta
much.
Stick to the plan.
We could stick. We could get another. Like, what? And he's like, no,
the white one's kind of cute. We could traffic him.
They look good. They're like, blah, blah, blah. We could take them. We can kill it. Blah blah blah. And that's what they're arguing over. So I'm like, Justin, yo, going out like that.
It was funny because like the four of us were being like joking about it at first. Like this, we just have a crazy driver. And then we were like, we had that moment where we got pretty serious.
Yeah,
like
what the fuck's
are we
going
to have to
hey,
really
man,
fight
where you
for
going,
our lives?
Bro?
Like, I'm just not in the mood to fight for my life right now.
So then he,
where the fuck are you going?
Yeah.
So then like, where are you taking?
He drops this dude off, right? He's he's just getting his car. His car's broken. Blah blah blah. He drops his
in
dude
the middle
off.
Of an Uber ride. I want to remind.
And we're me. Like, it kind of like exhale when he drops the guy off. But then this motherfucker starts driving crazy. Like I'm like. And he's telling
bizarre.
Me it's fine. It's fine.
Was
it was just bizarre. He did take us to McDonald's.
Mm.
So that was nice.
That was nice of him.
And yeah, once we got out of there, I was like, Justin, I think we almost died.
It was sketchy. I mean, you're so helpless. It's like this guy could just.
You just think about that situation. And you're like, damn, that's how girls feel like every Uber.
Yeah.
When that Uber's not going the way you told it to.
Yeah, I'll never forget. There's like, I understand, like not fully, right? Because how could I? I've never been a woman. I don't understand the struggle, blah, 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 blah. I understand and empathize. Like I'm not just now understanding that they live in fear, right? But I remember seeing like a Twitter post one time that's like, what would you do if you were a girl for a day? And then I was like, what would you do if you were a guy for a day? And then what would you do if you were a guy for a day? It was like, jog at night, wear both headphones outside. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like shit that you don't even think about. It's just like, oh my God, that's fucked, man. It's like, because we know it's a thing.
Uh-huh.
But when you hear that or like every time a woman walks
park
through
in the
a parking
back
garage.
Of the parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, bro, that's terrible. Yeah. I was talking to someone about it recently. And I'm like, I've so rarely am worried about being raped and murdered. Pretty much never in my life.
Yeah.
Pretty much never in my life am I worried about rape and murder. It's like,
and just think about the things that we are
bitches.
As men worried about. They're also worried about. Like when we think about like a sketchy situation where you might get robbed or something. They also are thinking that too.
Yeah.
So it's like what their problems plus regular ass
human.
Right.
Did I get that girl pregnant? Shit like that.
No,
not shit like that. Other shit. But yeah, that sucks, dude. Just be stronger, huh?
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of their fault, right, for not being that strong.
So I had this conversation with...
I'm not victim blaming, but it's your fault.
I had this conversation with a girl. I was joking. It was like being facetious. Nailed that. I didn't think I was going to.
I could tell how impressed you were. I was just as impressed.
I was, because I'm not
going to
do it again.
I was going to celebrate, but you celebrated so quickly. Like, as soon as
it was like when I started the word,
you weren't sure.
I wasn't going to. I was like, I'm going to fuck this shit up.
You almost bailed on it.
And as soon as I finished it, dopamine's hit.
I was about to say, that was such a natural reaction. Yeah,
okay,
that was exciting
so
to see.
I was talking to this girl, and I was just fucking around. I'm not going to try it for twice. I was fucking around with her, and I was like, she was talking about her periods and,
ew.
And how it changes your brain.
Shut up, bitch.
It changes your brain chemistry because I was
it
like,
makes you a psychopath. Because
my thing was like, and I was like, listening, I was like, yeah, but I feel like you've had it your whole life. It's not really an excuse when you get when you say some fuck or when I'm arguing and like at the end of the week, you're like, wow, it's my period week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, it changes your brain chemistry. You can look it up, blah, blah, blah. Da, da, da. And I was like, I hear you. I was like, but I just feel like you get used to it and you shouldn't be able to just throw it out there when you say some mean shit. And she's like getting mad and upset.
I understand both your points.
And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, then a woman should never be present, right? She's like, what? I was like, well, it changes your brain chemistry. And then you say things you don't mean and do things you don't mean. A woman can never be present, right? She's like, no.
We can for 3 weeks a month. and you know what's funny is there's premenstrual symptoms and postmenstrual symptoms. So like I know people affected by a week before, the week of, and a week after.
That's not fair. That's
bro, what are we talking about? There's that scene in Knocked Up with Seth Rogen where he's like yelling at his pregnant wife. She's like, it's not me, it's the hormones. He's like, okay, well, you're a fucking bitch, hormones. And I'm fucking sick of you yelling at me, hormones. Like, he just kept adding it at the end, and it's like so valid. But I can't imagine just going crazy once a month.
Yeah. I was being funny.
No,
but
of course,
like,
but also making a point.
Making a point, right? Yeah. Like, hey, you can.
Be president?
No.
No, fuck. I didn't think so. I just wanted to be clear for the viewers. The viewer. Shout out to you. I see you out there.
I always have these kind of conversations about, like, pick, like, you know, like, women are genetically different. So, like, there's some things I feel like if we're going to recognize women being different when it comes to, like, physicality, then we have to recognize that maybe they should have some different training when they do things like be a cop.
We need to recognize that they're different.
Right.
Equal but different, right?
Equal but different.
Yeah.
So
the whole thing of that we're exactly the same is just doing us such a disservice.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. So, like, when I think about, like, I remember they were having a conversation on
this episode ESPN. Of Mansplaining.
They're having that conversation on ESPN about, like, what can you do to make college basketball more exciting? And Shaq was like, if you're alone in the rim and you saw some girls, like, doing some dunks, I feel like that would be exciting. Like, that.
People were mad that he even said lower the rim.
There was an ex-NBA player that got, like, was, like, upset. Like, why would you say that? Like, we'll get there one day. And, like,
what do you mean? Taller?
Yeah.
We'll get there one day. You're, like, waiting on evolution,
yeah,
bitch?
Yeah,
you know how long of a fucking game that is? I mean, they don't jump as high. Scientifically, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, just like you got smaller balls because you got smaller hands.
Now you have women's clothes sizes. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I guess they're saying that if you give them time, they break barriers, but we're talking about money now.
The NBA's been, or the WNBA's been since 96.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the amount of dunks in games is under 100.
If you go to YouTube right now, there is I just did it because it's funny. WNBA dunk highlights.
I did it because it's funny.
I just wanted to see the comments.
Sure.
They're hilarious.
Sure.
How long was the video? Like a minute and a half?
For the whole entire thing, yeah. And the thing too is, like, we'll get there. Okay.
Well, there are women pushing the future of basketball. Like, you got Caitlin Clark.
Of course.
She's shooting from beyond NBA range. She's pulling up from half court. You know what I mean?
She's the first person to be exciting in WNBA since I've been alive.
Yeah. Like, between, like, and then.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. Women's basketball this year, which I called in the beginning of the season, I said women's basketball is going to be better than men's. And my group that tore me apart. They're like, no, it's not, blah, blah, blah. Name these players, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm telling you, it's going to be more exciting just because women can stay for 4 years. Women usually stay for 4 years because after the NBA, you kind of fall. There's no one there. College is the pedestal. It's not like the NBA when you get there and that's the pedestal. Your highest, a lot of the time, women's highest peak of, like, notoriety is
college.
So the storyline between rivalries like Caitlin Clark and this, I can't remember her name right now.
I know Angelina, but, or something.
Yeah, Angel Reese.
Angel Reese.
That rivalry storyline has been going on for long enough that people will get invested in it, even if you're casual.
And it's white versus black.
And
the internet
loves always,
that.
Which
is, internet. Yeah, fight, black and a white.
Yeah. That's just how it is. But, like, yeah. It's been rolled over for so many years, people get invested more every year. Whereas in college, if a player is really, really good, they're going to leave for the NBA after 1 year.
Right, right, right. I get you. My thing is, it's exciting this year.
It was
Think
exciting
about how
this
much
year.
More exciting would be if it was a 2 foot lower hoop. And here's the thing. They said they're going to get there. Let's lower it for now.
And also,
for now.
Also,
if you
also,
get there, we'll raise it.
Another thing that people won't admit is the NBA players are coming in and they're like, they look good this year. A lot of them are attractive, and as much as you can say, that adds to men wanting to watch the game.
Yeah.
Attractive girl that can shoot a three, that can, like, that's just how it is. Like, you got Paige Buckner and all these other beautiful women. Again,
yeah, well, they don't want to admit that. It's like, we want to rape you. Remember the parking garage thing? I'm just saying, like that.
I don't condone
not
that.
Not we. I mean, Najee specifically. what I'm saying, though, is like.
You're Najee.
Fuck. No.
No.
You tricked me.
But I get what you're saying. Like, as men, it's in us.
You know it's in us. Is that my point is, like, yeah, they're always like, your dogs, you want to rape us, it's dangerous. And they're like, you wouldn't sexualize basketball. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'll sexualize this anything.
It's a fact.
You know? Men and women are just different. I'm reading that book, Mating in Captivity, and it's from Esther Perel, yada, yada. But she talks about, like.
But that's good, though, men and women are different. Because
I know, I agree.
And it's interesting.
But we need to recognize that.
Yeah.
That's what she's talking about. We speak different languages sometimes, and we don't even know we're speaking a different language. So you're speaking in Latin, she's speaking in French, and you're just like, this bitch never listens to me.
But the ones that recognize the difference, I like the ones that lean into it and get, like, power from it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like dom sub shit or what?
It's funny that you said that. I'm reading Art of Seduction. I've never read it. And
I've
the reason I picked it up is not because, like, I think that is intriguing.
Yeah.
Because
you're
it's
not
like
trying to seduce
it's
by
science.
Reading it. Yeah.
But
I'm not trying to mate in captivity.
What made me start reading it is like the parts about like women back in the day where they had no power, and we're talking about how they get raped, how dangerous it is from now. Even back in the day, they were just objects, just like,
oh yeah, literally,
you know what I mean?
Property.
But like, there's still like Cleopatras and women that came to power during that time using the arts of seduction to get, and I thought that was like so interesting. Like,
yeah,
and back in that day where you
and so smart.
And so smart.
Seduction
so
is the strongest
thing
in the
world.
That's
why, like, when I seen that, I was like, damn, I want to read how women back then.
You're trying to be seductive.
Came into
I
power.
Get it. Najee. Trying to be a seductive guy.
And I was reading full head of Najee. I was like, I be doing that.
This about
chapter.
Me.
I don't
even
gotta read this chapter.
This
I be
about
doing,
me.
I've been,
for
that's
real.
Been in my Birkin. I've been using that.
You write a fan fiction sequel. You're yeah. like, I could just take this.
Yeah, like 50, how 50 Cent had the 50th law of power.
Did he?
With Robert Greene, they collabed. He
oh,
read
wow.
the 48 Laws
Clever.
Of Power, and then they collabed and they did
okay,
the 50th
Okay, yeah, I think
law.
I do remember hearing that.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a good book. You read that one? Well, the 48, not the
48, 50. Yeah, I've read it. I've read, like, chapters at a time. Type
yeah,
shit.
I think you have to read it if you go to prison or something.
That's like the, in Art of War.
Art of War.
Art
yeah.
of War. Those are
yeah.
48 Laws of Power, Art of War, only two books that black people will know about.
yeah. And the Quran. And the Quran. It's big in prison. Yeah. What else?
Yeah, I did see Dune too.
I'm being Najee. You saw? Did you? How was that?
I think we talked about this last.
Great.
Week. Just, yeah.
Okay.
I seen it in Screen X in Columbia. Ever been
oh
to
yeah,
Screen
we
X?
Did. We did.
I had this. I texted you about something that came across. Like I was talking to someone in the parking lot. I'm not gonna say any names, but you know when you like. It's like a, hey, what's up? How you been? And it's kind of, you're expecting like, I've been all right, man. Even if
you're not expecting a real answer. Yeah. The whole, it's a colloquial greeting.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked someone how they've been.
And they really answered. That's me.
Hey,
I'm that person.
We're in a park.
I'm a trauma dump.
Yeah.
If you're just like, hey, good morning. How are you? I'm like, sit down. Pull up a chair, brother. You fucked up.
It was kind of funny. Like someone I haven't seen in a while, I was passing them in the parking lot. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while. And they're just like.
They just unloaded
blah,
on
blah,
you.
Blah, 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 blah. So basically, they were like, they're going through something with their significant other.
That's weird.
And they happen to have kids together, so they're like, you
that
know,
makes it difficult.
Instead of leaving, they're like, let's get therapy. So they get this, they're getting this couples therapy, and basically through therapy, they get through it. They're still not seeing each other eye to eye. Well, the therapist, you know, I don't know if he pulled him to the side or he saw him by himself one day, but the therapist is like,
hold on, do you know? I guess this is the only time you're talking to him.
Yes.
So you don't know. Okay, so go ahead. You probably don't know.
So the therapist is basically like, hey, this isn't going to work because your significant other has a personality disorder.
Whoa.
And if you continue to stay, it will not get fixed. It will get worse and it will affect your daughter.
Whoa.
And I'm like, wow. So you have no choice. And he's like, yeah, but they're like, she's on the house. They're not even married, but he's... They bought a house and he put her on it. He's
clever.
Like, for her. And he's just, I'm just getting in with sarcasm. Like, but yeah. And he's just like, it's difficult. And she has other kids. So she kind of like puts that on him too.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Well, it's a part of
you
now. Yeah.
You,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, he's telling me how difficult
it's
been.
And now he has
been,
this professional.
But he has
like,
a professional like, if, like, it will, your kid will develop this if you do not leave. The only hope for you raising a normal kid is if you get out of the house. And I'm like, are they allowed to say that? And that's when I texted you like, hey, is your therapist allowed to, if your couple therapist allowed to say like, this isn't going to work, you should leave? And you basically were like, that's a loaded question.
Well, I said, yeah, something I we have to talk about, not just text. So that's yeah. why you were like, well, just wait, you know? Uh-huh. But I don't, I've never been to a relationship therapist. Mm-hmm. I read her books, Esther Perel. She's like the best relationship therapist. Like every time I ever hear a relationship expert online talking about it, they like reference Esther. She's like the fucking authority. But so I've never been to one of those. My take to you was basically like a good therapist to me shouldn't tell you what to do at all.
Suggestions.
Not even really. Oh yeah, sometimes suggestions. A lot of times they just kind of hold your hand until you figure out the suggestion. Like for me.
But maybe it was that dire.
That's what I'm saying. Like maybe he pulls him to the side. And he's like, listen, I don't know how to tell you this. You're going to have to murder this woman. You're going to have to kill this woman. I mean, yeah, it's like, I guess at a certain point, they've taken some type of oath probably to where it's like, not direct danger. It's not, because I know like if I tell my therapist I want to kill myself, he's got to like tell somebody, he's got to call my dad or something.
Yeah, but there's still people at the end of the day. you know?
For sure. But then it goes to the question of, is that part of your job or is that you being a person, yeah, right? Because you can get fired if that's just you being a person.
Right.
That's a good question, though. Like, yeah. Because then if you can do that, the power mm-hmm. is crazy. And here's the thing, too, point. That people don't get about therapists. Like, I want to say this, too. I'm pro-therapy. I can also recognize how over-therapized things are. You know,
it's a pendulum swing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's exactly that. No guys talked about it at all. And now it's like, if you don't do therapy, you're a fucking idiot. You know, it's like
I was having a conversation with someone. They said that we're over-therapizing. Yes. The kids in society.
Yeah. I watched the whole podcast on.
Yeah.
And it's like
people are using words and things that they don't even really know that they just hear.
Yeah, well, it gets really extreme when it gets into, like, the kids who are, you know, becoming trans at school due to their therapist's suggestions and, like, mm-hmm. guidance. And it's like, if they say, like, too much focus on it is going to make you focus on it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, and then just starting them at such a young age.
I miss when men were men.
Yeah. Well, that's
this
what
is the man podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Mansplaining 101, 303. I feel like things are over therapized, and like even in regular speak, like vernacular, like people like
are starting to use terms that yeah, therapists bro. Use, and they yeah. don't really necessarily know that's the definition.
That's it. I do. Everything's
gaslighting.
Right. Everything's like, gaslighting. You're violating my boundaries. Yeah. I'm not being a cunt. These are my boundaries.
And not everybody's a victim because they broke up. You know, type shit like they, yeah. you know, like, oh, he needs therapy. Or, you know, like it's just. Like you said, it's getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, and therapy is a business. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah, people are monetizing it.
Of course, right? And BetterHelp and all that. They got all these. So where it's like, I'm for talking to somebody if you want to talk to somebody. I'm yeah. for that. But
you got to also do the work, too. People
that's the thing.
About that.
Well, that's the thing, too. If you start a kid in therapy, right, at 12, and they're so used to this therapist, like maybe they don't even do the
desensitized.
Work.
Desensitized.
Yeah, or they don't do the work. They're like, I'll see my therapist Thursday about this. Yeah. You know, uh-huh. so they're not even. I'll figure it out with them, and it's like, well, you need to figure out your own way to self-regulate. You know, right. And hopefully, a good therapist is going to do that or help you lead to figure out a way to do that. But yeah, a bad therapist could pretty much con you out of anything. Like that's what I'm thinking. Like whether they're allowed to or not, even if they didn't specifically say like you need to get rid of her, they could have really led you to that.
And maybe that's what they did.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
He's right, because like you said, maybe they pulled him aside.
Yeah. But you just gave it to him, and that's his version of him telling me.
I can't believe you just got this like as a like you were trying to
in
do
the
that.
Parking lot.
Hey man, how you been?
In the parking lot.
Oh my god, bro! He's like, my daughter is in danger. You're like, bro, what? That's
I was just like,
what do you say? Right? What do you say to that? What is your response?
I just couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, damn, is that ethical?
Right. Oh, you know that part mean? Of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, is that ethical? But also, if you don't do that, it's
a lot. That's heavy. Like when you told me, I'm like, that's heavy, mm-hmm. especially with the kids and shit, man. That's just like heavy. And your shit does go into the kids. That's the thing. Like kids are little mirrors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you really
they just
see
absorb.
Your, yeah. And they show sponges. You and they'll show you what you got going on. It's like, oh, fuck. You know, that came directly from me. It's like kids overfeeding people, overfeeding their kids. It's like fat people overfeeding their kids. You know, it was bring your kid to work day. Some of those kids were fat and their parents were fat. And I'm like, that's fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
But also, there's
I'm not
also
fat
a
shaming.
Switch. There's also a switch.
But also,
because,
shame.
Because I've heard of instances where the parents were fat growing up. So now their kid don't even look at sugar. Don't even, you
oh,
know
right.
what I mean?
They're overcorrected.
Because they're overcorrect. Yep. Because they don't want their kids to go through the trauma.
Yes.
Middle school sucks.
Right. So there's
middle school sucks for everyone, no matter what.
It's
but
the
for
meanest.
Fat kids,
it's the meanest. It's the meanest.
It really, it's everything plus your fat.
Middle school is the meanest place in the world. Mm-hmm. Middle school, I've said this and I'll say it again.
Did
middle
you see
school.
Shannon, the, oh, you don't. I know you haven't seen this.
No. Middle school is the meanest place in the world because kids, everyone knows how to be mean, right? Mm-hmm. You get really good at it. From like 11 to 13 is when you start to get actually good at it, but
you have no emotional maturity
and no social awareness of like real bad, like, yeah. No, you know, if you're just, or if it's something little, you don't have to be like, that's why your brother died in that car accident. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like middle school kids they're ruthless. They don't understand that you can go 80%. You don't have to go 200 every time. Dude, middle
and
school.
Plus, if there's people around, you're trying to get a reaction.
Oh my God.
You don't,
it's
not,
either
you
or them.
Yourself.
And it's you or them.
Yep.
If I don't get this off right, they're going to eat me alive. It's literally kill or be killed. That's what your nervous system feels like anyway.
Yeah.
What happened with Shannon Sharp?
So we're speaking of that. He's like under fire from the black community because he had a guest on, and she was describing her time in middle school.
She's white or black?
She's light skinned.
Okay.
So she's half African.
Okay.
I guess she might just she might be black but light skinned.
She's Caramo.
It's Amanda Seals, a comedian.
Okay.
And she was talking about her time in school and some racism and that she went through. And she's like, and Shannon Sharpe's like, how old are you? And they're like, she was like, oh, they're 12. He's like, they're just kids. I don't really see that as racism. And everyone's like, ah, these hippie the ones that like this, blah, blah, blah. And because he's like, I don't consider it racism because they're 12. They're just saying mean things because that's all they know. And she's just like, they're kind of like, she's just like, all right, whatever. Like,
what are your thoughts on it?
I think both things can be true.
Sure.
I think that they were saying racist things.
Both things absolutely can be.
Like you said, they're sponges to what they're around. So they heard it somewhere, blah, blah, blah.
And they know it's going
to hurt.
What
they said was racist.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll look back on that. At that time, they were racist.
Right. Okay. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean? At that time, they were racist because they were saying racist things. But does that define them for the rest of their life?
Right.
Probably not, because they're fucking 12. They're
right.
In middle school.
Right.
They're trying to say the triggering thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
does
yeah.
Does that give them a pass? No.
No, of course not.
You know what
no,
I mean?
No, of course not. Of course not. But like you
but
said.
But I understand what he was trying to say, and I understand what she was, like, 100%. Everyone's mad at.
And
but there's nuance to everything.
I was just about to say, if we knew the specifics, you could say specifically, probably,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
This kid's wearing a Klan hood. It's like.
Right. His dad's a Klan member.
He's the grand wizard.
Yeah.
It's like, so I definitely get that, but I definitely also get saying the meanest thing.
Mm-hmm.
The N-word is like a red button, right?
Yep.
And if I know I have that, like if I had one for him and we were arguing, no matter what it was, I'd be like, again, it's your dead brother. It's your, if I could go worse, I would. Again, because
right.
We don't know
especially
that.
Especially during that time.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know the percentage thing. So you're just like, oh, I know what'll get this motherfucker. I want to eviscerate this person.
But I understand her thinking of that. Like her whole life, because even if it happened at 12, it carried to her. Well, she's bringing it up now and she's 30, 40 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that guy that said it probably, you know, doesn't even think about it.
Right.
Maybe does, probably doesn't.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I get both points. It just starts an interesting conversation. And the internet is, you're either the blackest black of black of black or you're a white boy.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know. There's just no nuance.
Yeah, deep.
Yeah,
deep.
I'm just thinking about deep. A couple of things.
So, man. Did you see when Bruce Jenner, aka what's
Caitlyn
don't
Jenner, dead, don't dead name
said
her.
About
dead. We're gonna be cancel the episode. You fucking ruined it, dude.
Yeah, I guess I can't say aka like.
We
like,
haven't done anything
Bruce Wayne,
wrong this
AKA
whole episode.
Batman.
We can talk about Bruce Jenner,
yeah,
aka Batman.
AKA, like, she only.
Yeah, no.
Like, no, that was fucked up.
The rape and murder
Caitlyn
is fine, but don't you deaden
Caitlyn Jenner,
mm-hmm.
When OJ died, tweeted good riddance.
Oh, RIP. Wait, what?
Tweeted good riddance.
Good riddance?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
How do you feel about that in particular? Like,
I think it's not the best parallel because, like, Bruce. Sorry. Apologies. Just a person. We're learning. We're growing. Caitlyn.
You did handle that way better than me.
Caitlyn killed somebody accidentally.
Yeah. I heard she was like texting though.
I don't think OJ accidentally cut those two people up.
But
like,
but did he do it?
Huh?
Did he do it?
Oh, right. Probably not. Yeah.
No. Have you heard the theory?
Which one?
That it was his son.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah. But that for him or no?
So.
Maybe I haven't heard it. I just heard that it could have been the son, yeah.
So the
this
story
week
is
on What's Up with Black Folks.
So the story is the son, which wasn't their son. It was AJ's son, not through that marriage. Mm-hmm. Like that was his stepmom.
Yeah.
Well, he was like a chef. But he had bipolar
disorder. So he had knives.
He had knives.
Clue one.
And he had a personality, not personality
bipolar.
Disorder, bipolar disorder,
yeah,
where he was taking and he would have rage-filled flip-outs or whatever.
Yeah,
fits, and
bouts.
And he was taking medicine for it, which came in the future to find out it wasn't effective. It was like placebo, didn't do anything.
Probably should have tried snorting it.
So the stepmom and her husband were supposed to go to dinner. And he was a big chef. It was supposed to be a big deal of them coming through. And she canceled at the last moment. So the story was upset. Rage because he had a bunch of people coming out and they're supposed to see this couple. They canceled last minute. He went over there in anger. He was trained. he was in like an ex-military, so he knew his way around a knife. They were saying that by the time of the death, it was like at 11, and OJ was on his way to the airport in a limo at 11:30. They were saying the way that the kill was executed, but these two people, the person that did it would be covered in blood.
Right, for sure.
And they're saying that OJ, the reason why they pinned OJ and said it was him, because there was droplets of blood places everywhere. They're saying that the son, when he left work for the one time only and never again, he signed out of work, not punch out system. He signed out, which is unheard of at the time.
Yeah.
He said that his alibi between the civil case and when the cops questioned him changed.
Wasn't the alibi work? Or who knows, whatever it was changed.
Yeah.
Got it.
It changed. They're saying what most likely or could have happened is OJ, he called it after he figured out what he did, because the
wife was fucking the son because it was the stepmom.
No.
Okay.
They're saying that the husband also was.
What husband?
The husband that got killed, or the boyfriend that got killed.
Got it.
He was trained in martial arts. He knew jiu-jitsu. He knew how to fight.
A lot of good that did. Like,
so OJ, having two bad knees, a retired NFL player, stood no chance against him type shit. And this, they're saying.
A little far-fetched.
Huh?
It's a little far-fetched, right?
Sure.
I mean, honestly, him going in there and murdering those two people is far-fetched. So either way.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a far-fetched story. Because if you told me the regular one, I'd be like, no way. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So either way.
They're saying that the reason why OJ was so confident in the case is because he knew he didn't do it. But what he might have done is when his son called him like, "Dad, I fucked up," type shit. He came over, helped clean up, and that's why there's droplets of blood, and he wasn't covered in blood.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's like a conspiracy theory that.
OJ's innocent.
He got found innocent. I don't involve.
You heard it here.
Fucking know.
You heard it here. You heard it here first.
If the glove don't fit, he must have quit. I heard that was the worst thing the defense could have did. Because you had to protect the glove, he had to wear a latex glove. So it wasn't even going to fit because he had another glove.
I thought it
glove.
Was too small, no?
Because he had a glove on already to tie the glove on.
I know, but what I'm saying was I thought the glove that they were showing in court was too small for his hand.
It didn't fit, yeah.
So then how would a glove under that help?
No, it would hurt them. Because he's not wearing the glove straight up on his hand. He has a latex glove on.
Right, but if it's too small...
I mean, not the defense. The
prosecution.
Prosecution.
Got it.
It fucked the prosecution.
Got it. And that was their strongest point, or like one of their tagline for their case.
Yeah, fucked the prosecution.
Interesting. Okay.
It wasn't going to fit anyway.
Right.
Because he had a glove. Even if it did fit, it wasn't in that moment because he had another glove on.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Did OJ do it? We're gonna say.
You seen any?
I'm gonna say no.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it here. No.
It's just funny how like people. Believe in the justice system. He didn't get acquitted. He didn't get charged of it. So that man's innocent. Shouldn't bring it up.
Bro, our justice system is like.
It's not if you did it, it's if you can prove it.
It's not if you can prove it. It's if you can pay to have it proven.
True.
If we're going to be honest about what the justice system is, it's pay to play.
And that was just such a charged time. That was after Rodney King.
Oh, yeah. It would be tough to get a fair shake of any of that.
So it was like a win in the black community that OJ got off.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe I don't remember. I remember
you
hearing about it.
You probably watched a doc about it.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
two
exactly.
Or three or four
right,
or five or 100.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my conspiracy theory. Now you're up to date on everything that's going on in the black community.
Yeah. Let's see what's going
on. What's going on with the whites?
The whites,
Has
I was
Limp
just thinking.
Limp Bizkit done anything?
Limp Bizkit hasn't
Elon?
Done much. Elon is like saying there's going to be civil war, which is nice to
hear
from
someone
thing,
in
his
Another
position.
Thing that I forgot to tell you. Kanye is just... patented his and he's opened up on the 24th of April. He's premiering.
I think that's
Yeezy
like yesterday.
Porn.
What? Yeezy porn? Porn of
trademarked
him?
It and everything
of him or no?
We don't know.
Interesting.
The 24th, which is
honestly
tomorrow? Yesterday.
Yesterday, literally.
Oh shit! Maybe he trademarked it yesterday. And it's coming like soon.
Okay.
But
I will say that porn is a huge business. I mean, and it's something that's
recession
proof.
But did you forget about? Gospel Kanye? He put out a Jesus is King album last year.
Mm. Them Christians be fucking too, man. Everyone's fucking. And it's like, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think it's a smart move. I bet you he gets rich off it. Because they know he needs the money.
Kanye a grifter?
I don't know. I don't know MAGA. If you get to that level. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, well, he's a maniac, right? He's a bipolar. He's all over the place. Yeah. He's trying to figure out shit that's like...
It's y'all niggas' fault for calling him a genius.
I don't know that that's our fault.
It's his fault, too. He refers to himself as God. So he did this interview with Justin LaBoy, and he was just saying why he doesn't like Drake, and he was just like... Or J. Cole or something.
We were all so energized to see him go down.
Yeah, and he was just like... Weird. He did so-and-so to me. Oh, he was talking
He seemed venomous in that. Did he not?
He was talking about Kai Cenat, who's a streamer. He does Twitch streaming.
One of the biggest streamers.
And one day...
All he does is scream, that fucking kid.
Yeah.
That's all the clips you see.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, he got a Yeezy sweatshirt, and it was too small. And he got on his thing and said that. Oh, yeah. And Yeezy was talking about it. He's like, he's going to get on his platform and shit on the brand. That makes the God unhappy. It's like, that just like, I hate that.
And also, like Kai said, he's like, I wasn't even talking shit about it. Yeah, it literally didn't fit me. So I said it.
Yeah. He's like, if you send me something else.
And then Kanye hopped in his DM like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. You're a plant,
which is another trigger word that's been thrown around for the last couple years.
Mm-hmm. An industry plant.
It's just your label putting money behind you. Once you start seeing an artist everywhere, that's just what it is. It's up to us to see if we attach to it.
Right.
So I think that's just like a corny way of saying
it. Well, here's what
creeps people me. Do have like industry connects and they'll put you in front of your face, but still.
Yeah. Well, here's what worries me about the backing. It's like they have so much research behind it that at a point it's like it is a plan. At a point they're like
producer Mike Dean, they say he has a book of like beats and he knows so much of the I fucked up. He knows so much about music that they're saying, like, he will give you a hit. Like, if you get with him, he will give you a hit.
I believe it. He knows the algorithm.
Connects or not.
He knows the algorithm.
Yes.
Like, that music algorithm, right? Not the real one, but the music one.
Yes.
And what I'm talking about, though, is similar to that because it's just, like, the AI that is constantly studying us and we're constantly giving it data, like right this second, constantly giving it data. And also like all the Tinders and the Fields and the Plenty of Fishes and the Hinges and the Bumbles and it knows exactly what we want to fuck, right? So it's like, you don't even have to, someone who, if there was some type of malevolent, evil, nefarious thing at play, it would be like, all we need to do is like, figure out what these things want to fuck.
It's our data 24/7. All our data 24/7.
So then it's able to study us better than we can study us. So it's going to know what
goes. Studying us in masses.
Yeah, and all the patterns that we're not recognizing. So then it's getting all of this hive information. It knows what's going to go viral. It knows. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, this is what's, it knows. So then it's like, what's the fucking point of any of it? It gets weird. And then if it knows exactly who we want to fuck and the AI sounds, have you heard some of the AI commercials on Twitter, like the Call the Billboard?
Yep.
Dude, that's crazy. They have the ums and the breaths and everything. It sounds exactly like a person.
There's an AI subreddit where it basically just shows you where we're at in AI. And they had this face mapping to where it takes a picture of your face and then it just shows talking and it has expressed things you're not saying. It's just like it takes a picture of your face and then from that picture of your face, that face shot, there's a video next to it of what the AI is telling this person to say, and he's saying it, and he's having like human, like mannerisms, and like moving in their hands, and like their face is moving while they're talking. And it looks like you've never said that, but it looks like a video of someone talking.
Yeah,
it's deep as fuck.
President Biden died 3 years ago.
Yeah,
it's been AI ever since, bro. It's been AI ever since. I mean, how will we know? I never seen him in a room,
and we're starting to recognize now. But what happens when someone makes AI Biden go, yeah, we're about to nuke
go
this
to
country.
War. Yeah, for sure. Or when you, I mean, when everything's digital, what else is weird is like once everything's digital, we'll get rid of like the written paper shit. And it's just like, you know, easily everything could just be erased or changed. Like, how do I know? Like, you know how much trust we put in Google? Like, when I look up an article from 2017, I just assume it hasn't been altered.
Right.
I just assume that this is what came out in 2017. Uh-huh. It could have never come out in 2017. All it takes is literally a number change, and I would have someone like me.
A lot of shit on Google, I click the first or second look.
They know really, that.
I don't even sometimes, I'm starting to pay attention because someone called me
sources.
Out on it. Sources.
Yeah.
Because I just clicked on something, and they're like, where's that from? And I looked at the site, and I'm like, oh, this is like.
You never went to college?
It's just a person. Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, me neither. I think that like shit like that comes from that. Like,
well, that person that did it was like that was their major, so that's why she was like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And it is important, and it's like for a
she's like, is this peer written? Is this like that?
I was
like,
I wasn't. There's no peers around.
Yeah, I was like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. But look, diamonds aren't worth nothing.
Yeah. Did you know that OJ's son did it?
Yeah.
She's like, who wrote that? You're like, The Onion.
Yeah.
Sources matter, but for a lot,
she's like reading it. She's like, there's spelling errors in this. This is your source.
Yeah.
I'll click the next one.
These are the notes on your phone. What are you talking about? Yeah, we're doomed. But that conjoined twin, she got married. You saw that? Yeah. So that's nice.
How's she was saying that they both, one's married and one has a boyfriend.
What is it?
One's married and the other side has a boyfriend. Yeah, the other head. The other head.
The other side.
One head is married.
The other side, got
and the other head has a boyfriend and they all have sex. But there's
one pussy. Mm-hmm. I wonder who feels the pussy. Both of them?
Both of them.
Oh, really?
But I think they control. No, but think their bodies are separate, though. Like, one controls one half, one controls the other. So, like, they had to figure out, like, walking and shit.
Get on your side of the clip.
I could be making this all up. I don't even know where I read it. Could be some cockadoodle, cockadooey.
Yeah, but there's a conjoined twin. She has, like, two heads. And one of the heads got married.
Uh-huh.
It's just like...
the other head didn't.
Yeah, I just got a lot of questions there.
And they're both dating.
So like, does the other one have to respectfully close their eyes while I'm fucking her?
Or is there a sheet?
And does she feel it?
While I'm fucking you, are you gonna feel the right half of my dick?
Yeah, are you reading a book before bed while
I'm just scowling. Well, hold on. Just
I
mad.
I need that arm now for the reach. Like,
Hey, we gotta put something in my ass. Can you get the foot around here?
Do you mind helping us out here?
Yeah.
I can only do my left side.
Look, I know you're not the same exact person. Can you just give as like if you were friends, you know?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think they troll though.
I think that they're a famous freak show, respectfully. They're just like a sight to behold, right? Let me word it this
behold.
Way. An anomaly.
I like that word.
It's an anomaly.
I'm dumb, yo.
Yeah, for sure. It's an. I mean, me too. That's how I know you're dumb. it takes one to know one, you know? Yeah, conjoined twins. That's something, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even like identical twins. I don't even trust that. Something ain't right about it.
Yeah. Especially when they...
my mom's a twin. It makes me uneasy. Not even identical.
Even Dwayne and Harvey.
No, especially Dwayne and Harvey.
Get different haircuts.
Just knock
one
it off.
One of you get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Stop wearing the same type of clothing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's just... You guys are doing too much.
It's just too hard for me to tell you apart.
Someone get facial hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get a goatee. You get a little soul patch or something.
And it's interesting because you'll see sometimes where twins go the opposite way or they're, you know, you see that a lot because they don't want to be defined by the other. Mm-hmm. They enjoy it. They really like it. They swap wives. You know that?
Yeah, I actually did hear
that.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a big thing around here with them specifically.
Yep.
They swap everything.
They started swapping in school.
Yep.
Girlfriends.
Yeah, girlfriends, not teachers.
And then they just stopped. They just never stopped.
I'm sorry. Is this a bit?
We're not even sure anymore, you know.
Feelings, no facts.
This is all feelings over here, no facts. Are you in therapy?
Yes.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Suicidal?
No. This is God body. Crazy. That would piss off the God.
That would piss off the God, Najee the God.
But when you ask that, have I ever thought about? Has it crossed my mind? Yes, but to a point where it crossed my mind, I started laughing. Like,
right.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, well, the
thought of suicide crossed my mind.
I think
like
the thought of it crosses everyone's.
Right. Like,
I really
would
do.
You jump off this building right now type shit?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's
thought.
Intrusive thought. But even not as an intrusive thought, if the only thing you've ever known is existence, you've thought about like what that would be like to take that from yourself. You know what I mean? Like, now there's a way huge difference in like actually being suicidal and having had the thought like, would I kill myself? What would that be like? What would the conditions have to be like for me to kill myself?
Yeah, I never got that deep.
Right.
I thought about what would it be like. Me not being here, how would it affect the people around me? How would I be thought of after my, like, if that's the way I went out, how would I be thought of after?
A hero.
Are you trying to egg me on?
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah, I have gotten closer than that for sure. But as long as you're not like planning it, I think that you're okay. I mean, I don't know. It's just like, I would never kill myself because I strictly for one reason. Like, well,
you're not sure what's after.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna do it, and I feel pretty safe. Unless but I figure out what's going
on. But
that
excuse is so jarring. If I knew, if
it's not the only reason,
right? But when you but you said that so many times that like
it sounds like the only reason. it has been at a point probably like the only reason yeah. where it's like no matter like everything could be terrible. Mm. It's, the world could literally be on fire, but it's like, well, what if the other world is fire? You know.
Did you ever listen to that podcast about the red cow that I sent you? You're in Costa Rica.
No, no. It's pretty the red heifers?
Yes.
And I know something about some religious crazy.
I don't
want to
talk about it until you watch that video.
Okay.
Because it's like some crazy shit.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Religion is wild.
Religion is
also,
wild.
Also, I listened to another podcast where this guy basically just believes in aliens, Atlantis, and he was like, like he lost his family because of it, like he was crying over, like it was some wild
to try
shit.
To find the
and I believe
city of
that he believes that right. in all this right. you know, in audio form it was just like he was like he said he was he's like a smart guy, he's like well spoken, it wasn't like I guess they all are when they're like that, most
yeah,
of
a lot
them.
Of them yeah the ones
not the ones
were,
like
really
your Facebook friend
yeah.
but like the guys that get famous off of it
yeah,
like,
yeah
they're like all very well spoken, and it makes you be like I don't know. It's strange, man. I'll send you what I listen to.
Yeah, send it to me. I mean, obviously, we don't know what we're talking about. That's another thing I want to say on here about what I'm talking about. People, let me not do that. Let me say I probably have a tendency to, I get passionate and excited about something, right? Like, people think that people just have me fucked up.
They think you know it all?
No. It's not even just that. It's like, okay, so you're anti-religion and anti-war and pro-poly, right? And I'm like, no, absolutely not.
They put you in a box.
Yeah, that's
because
the thing.
Because you're exploring ideas on your podcast.
Precisely. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, whenever I'm bringing up an idea, that's all I'm trying to do.
They think they know you because they know pod you.
Exactly. What I try to do is when I present an idea, I separate myself from it. It's like, here's the idea. Let's right. both attack this thing or talk about it or, mm-hmm. you know, build up. And that's how conversations work for me. And with the poly thing, it's like people like have assumed, not many, but like that I just think everyone should be poly. And it's like, I don't think anyone should be. I don't think about what y'all should be doing.
Right.
All I'm saying is,
it's a conversation worth having.
It's a conversation
not
worth having.
Not necessarily being like having no. with your significant other, just listening to and learning about.
Exactly. And it really, right. It's just a different way.
It's just
and
an educational something.
An
that
unconventional
foreign.
Way. And here's the thing. I'm not the type of person who we're like, it's
I'm not preaching my life our lifestyle to you.
Right. And I'm the type of person who were like, if the, you know, because people were like, it'll only last so long, you know, that mm-hmm. shit works for a little while, right? It's playing with fire. And it's like, okay, well then keep watching. I will let you know if the wheels come off. Like, I'm not the type of person who, if it ends horrifically, I'll be like, shit was good. You know, it was fine. I don't even like talk about that shit.
I just think people have,
I'm going to be like, it was horrible. I was wrong.
When it comes to that, I can't say it.
Specific? Gotcha.
When it comes to that, people only see the fire.
I know.
Because when it's good, I guess you don't really know when it's. I feel like there's two types of poly couples also.
There's way more than two.
Right. But you know what I mean? There's the types that are seen the most in my experience are the ones that are like outward with it.
The messy ones.
And the messy ones. And those are the ones that look like a mess.
I know. And here's the thing about that. I agree. And I have an issue with that because I'll hear people say that it's messy. And it's like, I hear what you're saying, but you know how many messy monogamous couples I could pull up? Sure. It's like, you just don't see as many polys. The good right. ones you don't hear about.
That's my point.
You just don't hear about them. They're just doing it successfully. And you don't know because they know if they bring it up to you, you're going to be like, ooh, slut. Right. It's like, because of the taboo, no one can talk about it. But it's like, if you're just, there's messy, it's messy everywhere. That's yeah. the truth, is it's all messy.
And it's just like they don't have a good spokesman for it. Because usually the guy that's outward about it is
sucks. And that's the thing. Some of them suck. And I'm not, and it's not for everyone. And I don't think it's for everyone. And I don't think it's like the more evolved way to be. For my specific self and life, it helped my thinking about relationships in general evolve. I wouldn't even claim to be poly. I don't. Right. I'm not exclusive with a woman. I think that's silly for me in my life right now. I could change in an hour. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too. It's like, I'm not anti-monogamy. I think monogamy works for a lot of people. I see it, right. You know? I just know how I felt in it and how I feel now and the difference that I feel.
I think
feels
and I think
good.
That I think the circumstances in your life right now have you in that spot. Like,
sure.
I think if you were and like trying to build a family, I think maybe monogamy would make more sense for you. In that
potentially,
maybe.
Potentially, right? No, if
I feel like there's always factors, you know.
Of course, and if my circumstances, if I had kids already or so, there's like a lot that could be involved that you just don't know, and that's why I say this is for me at the moment, right? And the playing with fire thing is a good analogy. There's actually like a poly podcast called Playing with Fire, but I like that analogy. Because it is. And some poly people don't like it because it like shows that there's danger there. But there is.
Of course.
And but my main point is like about playing with fire. If the only thing that you got from playing with fire was burnt, no one would play with fire. There's a reward. Like there's a risk and reward. That's the whole thing though, is that people are just look at the, oh, you might get burnt. It's like, yeah, but have you ever felt playing with fire? Like that's the thing that, you know,
you
how live
something
you,
up? Huh? You ever blown something up?
That's what I'm saying. You ever fucking it's like the feeling of aliveness of life that you can get, I feel like is worth the risk. But again, for me, with no kids and no bills and no wife and no and being who I am, you know, right. It's not for everyone. And another thing that happens a lot is a guy will be like, "Honey, I think we should be poly. I've been listening to this podcast. This guy says everyone should do it, right? They get it all wrong. They say, I think we should be poly." She's like, "I don't know." She talks herself into thinking she wants to do it. She actually doesn't. So it's already off to a bad start. They start it. He goes and fucks one person, right? She's bringing home the Denver Broncos every weekend. Okay? Because women have sexual selection. Guys get in a relationship and then forget how little game they have. They get in a relationship and they just think, if it wasn't for you, I'd be getting so much pussy.
If
it wasn't for this relationship, I'd be just drenched in pussy. And then they get single and they're like, this is hard as hell. And it's like, yeah, bro. And women have sexual selection. It isn't hard for women to get laid. It just isn't. If it, you know, I've thought about being a gigolo. And it's like, the people who would pay me to fuck, I'm not wanting to fuck. If a woman wants to pay me to have sex, there's just no way. Because a woman can go anywhere and get good sex. Or at least get sex.
A good looking one.
Right. Or even a bad looking one, you get laid. Like I've said it before, like, you know, a guy, you can tell a guy you got herpes, AIDS. A guy, it's much easier.
We literally do that. Like if Beyonce had AIDS, Rihanna had herpes.
That's hypothetical.
Which one would you pick? And someone's picking someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's the truth about it. But it's just anytime I'm presenting something, I'm not saying, like, this is what you guys should do. I have no idea what anyone should do. I don't even know what I should do. I'm just talking about it as I'm going through.
Yeah, and you're
which
just,
I
like,
think
talking
is,
to people. This is what you do this for.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Have these types of conversations.
I'm trying to work out these ideas. That's the whole point of doing it. It's been something. It's been an experience.
I can only imagine because there's, like, people think that they have this book on you now because they have this audio of you for the last 2-3 months or
and
whatever
that's what kills me about how off they get it.
Yeah,
where I'm like, did you listen to all of them?
Right,
like did you listen to a clip? We don't have clips. I don't know how you did that, but it's like you took this one piece, or they just completely misconstrued my argument. Like when I said, fuck, what did I say the other day on Facebook? Oh, I said I think people put too much weight into the forever basket. And then so like I had people in my DMs like, well then what do you put your eggs in? And it's like, look, I'm not, and people, that person is, they, people are thinking I'm anti-forever.
Right.
It's like, or anti-marriage because of that. I go, all I'm saying is I think there's too much emphasis on it, and I think it's too much of a given. It's like, if we're together and we're in love, we should be together until we die, because that's how we do things. All I'm saying is I think there's a little too much emphasis on that part of it.
Yeah.
I think people are terrified of impermanence. And I think they're terrified of their own mortality. And I think that when you grab a hold of someone who you do love dearly and you say, this is forever, it makes you forget your mortality for a second. It's almost like, you know what I mean? It's not ever, everything's impermanent. Everything. Every feeling you've ever had, everything you ever, everything's impermanent. Nothing's staying. But we want to so desperately to grasp onto something. So we're like, this is my wife and this is my husband and this is forever. And it's like, every marriage ends, some in death, some in divorce, but they're going to end, you know? And it's just like, there's a cool analogy I've heard recently about, and this has nothing to do with poly or monogamy. This is a metaphor, but like in a relationship, you should keep your own house. Metaphorically, right? Like you have a house, like let's say you and I are going to get in a relationship, right? You have a house.
So many more analogies you could use.
I know, but it's just the one I'm dreaming about so much. If you had a house and I had a house, right? You have a house, I have a house.
Okay.
We're going to get a relationship together. So then we build a separate house, but we keep our house, right? So a lot of times,
it's more like, yeah, like you have to keep yourself, yeah, your own identity, well, your own person.
Exactly. And so to go,
don't make a joint Facebook is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And to go, exactly that. And to go, what they do is they go, they feel in love and they are in love and that's real. And they go, fuck that house. Mm-hmm. We're going to live in this house.
Right.
So they don't, they demolish their house, mm-hmm, or they at minimum left it untaken care of. There's fucking squirrels in the attic. There's fucking looters in there. There's squatters. And then the problem is when you make the relationship that you're in, the house that you're living in, when that relationship crumbles, the house you're living in is crumbling.
Right.
Now, I'm just saying, like, you can literally live
together.
Well,
like you said, it could be one person has a house and then their house and the other person just has the house. That also creates a problem.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone has to have their sense of, like, security and stability. And here's the thing about it. It's like, the truth is there is no real security. Not in poly, not in monogamy, in none of it.
Yeah.
The man can cheat on you. She can cheat on you. They can change their mind. They can fall out of love. They can fall in love with a coworker. They can decide they want to be celibate. They can find God. They can die in a car accident. That's another thing. People are like, nah, we love each other. It's good. It's like, well, they get hit by a truck tomorrow. I'm just saying. God forbid, yada, yada, yada. You got to do all the obligatory bullshit. Right. Like, God, how could you even say that? It's like, because their words, you know, tighten up, pussy. But it's like, you know, if that could happen, and it's also, it's a reality. It's a potential reality. So you say it and someone's even offended that you even brought it up. And right, it's like, well, you know she's going
to
die, right?
It makes think about it.
I know, I know. But do not have to dwell on it. I'm just saying, like, if every single, you know people, we know people where it's like, if that partner goes, They're gonna be so in the just devastated. And maybe I'm scared of that too. Mm-hmm. Like having, and again, I know that that's not monogamy. I want to say that again. You can do this in monogamy or polygamy or whatever, but like putting all your eggs in the relationship basket is not healthy. Mm-hmm. It's like, obviously you need to put your effort into that, but it's like, just keep your house. Maybe literally. I don't think we're supposed to live together.
All right, guys. If you are happy, don't listen to this podcast.
Happy, you know it. Clap your hands.
We're signing off.
Stuff I think is gay.
How long we at? An hour and a half?
About hour 15.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Yeah. This week on Stuff I Think Is Gay, just Najee.
He's talking about himself.
Oh, shit. It is me. Subscribe. Show your friends. Share it. The fact that we don't have a million subs at this point is disgusting. So if we could just tighten up, I will literally go in my garage and carbon monoxide poison myself if we don't have 250 subscribers by September.
You know, it'd be funny if you tried to kill yourself in an oven, but you had an electric one. So you just had your head in there for a long time. How fucking defeated would you feel?
Remember I made that joke about the electric cars trying to kill yourself with the lane assist? you can't swerve off in that, and you're like, it's fucking electric car. Yeah. All right, we'll be gay and suicidal next week. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Peace.